This week on Dayton Youth Radio, we have a story from the James H. Ponitz Career Technology Center about a teenager finding his talent.
Sometimes we don't realize the impact that teachers have had on our lives. Today we'll hear from a teenager who says his fourth grade teacher inspired his lifelong passion for art and drawing.
My name is James Turner. I know a lot about basketball. I know where the NBA players from, stats, and the college where they came from. But the main thing that everybody know me from is drawing.
Wow, that's really nice. Did you draw that? Did a great job. You know, I don't know sports, so I have no idea who it is. But it's awesome. You did a great job.
Who drew this? You? That's pretty good. You going to college for it?
I don't know.
You should.
The main thing I be drawing is NBA players. My favorite NBA players to draw is Kyrie, LeBron James, or even James Harden most times. Many times when I draw at a table using a regular pencil. Sometimes I even paint or use oil sets, pill, anything that I feel like using to make it realistic. There was a teacher named Ms. Toe that taught me how to draw. She really encouraged me a lot. She was white, always wore khaki pants with Skechers, and she always smelled like coffee. But she always a nice person, especially to me. And I just remember this one time I drew LeBron James, and man, it was the first realistic drawing I actually did, and I was in fourth grade, and man, she loved it. She gave me a kiss on the cheeks, gave me a good hug. I remember that moment like it was yesterday. I couldn't stop smiling that day. I chalked her real well when I paint my own self, and it actually kind of looked it like me, and she seen the potentials. I really had to thank her for that. That fourth grade year, that summer, heading to my fifth grade year, I drew for the whole entire summer. Always kept drawing and drawing and drawing and I drew a lot of players that summer. I drew Kyrie. I drew LeBron. I drew Deron Williams. I drew a whole lot of basketball players that summer. I even drew Carmelo Anthony. I even drew Kobe. I just kept drawing that summer. But it just be always that moment like, let's go ahead and draw some more. First day of school, I had to draw in my hands, ready to show her, and I was like, where's she at? What's going on? Why everybody so sad? And why you packing up his toe stuff? The janitor, Mr. Rimmer, he was sad, looked up to me, and told me that she passed away over breast cancer. I was just kind of shocked. And people ask why I wear pink because of that. But she always a nice person, especially to me. Because she really loved me and she really taught me how to draw. She taught me how to even become myself, more funnier and all that.
This is from Dayton Youth Radio from Ponitz CTC by James Turner.
That's a story entitled Pink, written and produced by James Turner, a senior at Ponitz CTC. After graduation, James will be a freshman at Rice State University, majoring in radio and TV broadcasting. Special thanks to Joanne Viscop and Jeffrey Crowell at Ponitz. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basim Blunt.
Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council.